The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 4, 1975, in Dallas, Texas.
Sir, fond of nudism. Then get it. Next slide. All right, you stand naked for many years. This is the punishment. Human society, naked, that is their punishment.
And during the winter, they even lose their leaves.
Huh?
During the winter, when it's coldest, they lose their leaves.
The trees are taken to be the most tolerant. Pinadapi sunichena tararopi saishana. That is the extreme example of tolerance. This tree life.
In one of the purports in Bhagavatam, you mentioned that first comes humility, then non-violence, and then tolerance. Yes. Is that also mentioned in another place in the Shastra?
There are many places. Is given for cultivating God consciousness, and they have become advanced civilized. They are cultivating nudism. Is it not? Nudism. So the punishment is that all right, they become nudism. Remain standing in one place for 5,000 years. Yes, but the trees live up to 5,000, 6,000, 10,000. They live.
How about? But they argue that if God wanted us to wear clothes, He would have made us with clothes. He made us without clothes. So
the thing is that here, material world means that whatever you want, you have to work for it. That is material world. Things are there, but you have to work for it. In the spiritual world, there is no need of working, you get all necessities. That is the difference.
Yeah, we could say if God wanted you to have food, then He would have made you with food too. they say if God wanted us to have clothes, then He would have made us with clothes. So if He wanted you to have food, then He would have made you with food. Why do you have to go out and get your food? Similarly, you have to go out and get your clothes.
No, there is called, what is the definition in the Vishnu Purana? Avidya karma sangha anya titya shakti rishyate avidya vishnu shakti para proktya khetrogya khya tatha para avidya karma sangha anya titya shakti rishyate. Three divisions of God's energy. One energy is His spiritual energy. Another energy is this living entity. They are also spiritual. Another energy, material energy, where there is ignorance and work. There is material energy. In the material energy, everyone is ignorant and they have to work. Karma, karma means working. Avidya, karma, sangha, anya, titya, rukha. So here you have to work. Without working, you cannot get your... The things are ready, but you'll have to work. So, they have increased the working capability. That is civilization. It's like in the prison house, you have to work. So they think this working is civilization. This is avidya. Therefore, they have created more work from early morning 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock, simply working. They do not know that this working is our punishment, but they, because ignorant, they think that working is life. This is Kali. He does not know this working is my punishment. How to get out of this work? No. To increase the work. More. Complete it. That is it. This is called avidya. Avidya, karma sangha, and our tendency is not to work, but get things. Therefore he has asked that question. Because he has to get cloth by working, therefore he is asking, why God has not created? That means tendency is not to work. That is spiritual tendency. Everything, necessities, automatically available. That is our... Therefore, as soon as one man becomes rich, he does not work. He gets his thing by working others. The tendency is there. To retire from work. They go to a solitary place, they retire, they do not work. Weekly at least they want to stop working. So why this tendency? He does not want to die, he does not want to work. This is spiritual. Why man should work? Like, that was real civilization is that minimize work, save time, and go back to your spiritual life. That is civilization. This is not civilization. To get the necessities of life, sense gratification, and work like hog and dog, that is condemned. Nāyaṁ deha deha bhājāṁ ni loke kaṣṭān kāmān arahati bīr bhujāṁi. This human life is not meant for working so hard for sense gratification, which are done by the dogs and hogs. Then human life is meant tapo dibbaṁ putra kājena satyā suddhe. Human life is for tapasya. Why tapasya? Jena satya suddhet, your existence will be purified. Then you'll get unlimited pleasure. Yatavo brahma sakham ananta. We are seeking after unlimited pleasure. So that is not possible in this material life. And we are thinking by working very hard, like hogs and dogs, we will get happiness. This is. The dogs and hogs, they work day and night, for searching out for his stool. And as soon as he gets stool, he becomes very strong and sound, then sex, never mind, mother, sister, daughter. This is hog life. Therefore, this particular animal has been kaṣṭān kāmān arahati bīr bhujāṅgī. Bīr bhujāṅgī means this, hog, stool eater. So this human life is not meant for imitating the stool eater hogs. This is in the Bhagavad. But they have imitated this. We shall work like hard work, hog-like, and there is no discrimination of food. All sorts of nonsense we shall eat. And in this way you shall get strong and have sex life. Never mind whether it is mother, sister or daughter, it doesn't matter. This is the morality. And that is warned in the Bhagavad. No, this is not life. But this has become actually the life, modern civilization. That's what is called avidya, not education, contra-education. Siddhartha says, make life very comfortable. Just produce little food grains, and there are fruits. Even if you don't produce food grains, you can live on fruits and milk. No, the milk source cut down their throat, cow. And eat the meat. There is no need of food grain or fruit. This is it. And thus becoming duskitina. All the brain is being utilized for sinful life. Duskitina means intelligence applied for sinful life. Kriti, kriti means meritorious. But the merit has been applied for acting sinful. Therefore they are called duskiti. By the orders of Christ, we shall commit all kinds of sin. And Christ has taken contract, He will take our sin. Is it not?
Yes.
Did they not say that?
That's what they said.
Poor Christ, He has to suffer for all the sinful activities. And He wanted to save us from sin, gave His injunction, that we shall not care. This is Christianity. And therefore they have to close down this hypocrisy. At Melbourne meeting, some of you were with me?
No.
In Melbourne I was invited by some many priests. Twice I was invited, the first meeting I was speaking. So that was a good meeting, all respectable priests. So they asked me, why Christian religion is dwindling, what we have done? So I asked them, what you have not done? So they are not very much pleased. But I, in the open meeting, I said, what you have not done? You have done all sinful activities. Therefore you have to close down this hypocrisy now. That was my answer. What you have not done? Now they are sorry. What you have done? That is called ignorance. They have done everything all sinful. They do not know that is sinful. Bible, thou shalt not kill. They will not obey. That is sinful. Everything is there clearly. Ten commandments. But they will not do that. Willful sinners. One may act sinfully, unaware, but they are willfully sinners. They know this is sin and still they are doing it.
They don't think it is sin, Srila
Prabhupada.
They don't think it is sin.
Why?
Because they say that...
That means they're rascals?
Yeah. That's the problem.
That means they're rascals.
They want to gratify their senses, and they'll do anything, and even misinterpret the scripture to gratify their senses.
That means a set of rascals going on. in the name of religion. So how long they can cheat others? So you can cheat all for some time, and you can cheat some for all time, but not all for all time.
Is it all right to, you mentioned that to work hard is like, because we're in the material world, we have to work. This is the condemnation.
You have to work, but minimize work.
I was wondering if it was all right to work hard for Krishna.
Yes, to minimize this material work means the energy should be employed for Krishna. Minimize what this means, this side, material side. Same time and chant Hare Krishna. That is it. And if you are busy from the early morning to go to the working place, and up to 10 o'clock, then where do you get for chant? Time. So therefore, you save time from material activities and engage it for advancing Krishna consciousness. That is life.
Communists, they also argue that this Christian religion is hypocrisy. It has not brought peace on earth. So they also want to abolish it. Mm-hmm. They also want to abolish religion, this Christian religion. Mm-hmm. And
that is bad experience. They got bad experience from this so-called Christian religion, and they have no information that there is need of religion. Therefore, they want to abolish. Everyone has got bad experience, and they are little forward. Finish it. That's it.
They say that the problems of the world are so great that unless people have allegiance to one world government, they will not be able to be solved.
That we say. That Krishna is the supreme governor.
Yeah.
And take shelter of him, then everything will be solved. That we are preaching.
They have missed that point.
We call our Ishwar Krishna, our Sabhitta, only Master is Krishna. Everyone is servant. Accept this principle and everything will be all right. Immediately. If you study the whole Bhagavad Gita, where is any word there which you can refute or which is not good for you? Study whole Bhagavad Gita, all practical and very congenial for human civilization. Krishna teaches from the very beginning, first of all, learn what you are not this body, you are within this body. Now who knows this? This is the first study. As soon as you understand that I am not this body, I am within this body, immediately you understand what is spirit. Then your spiritual knowledge advances further. These rascals, they do not know what is spirit, what is spiritual knowledge.
Don't have a spirit.
They may think like anything, rascal. Do you believe that?
Yes, they have a spirit.
No, you believe it or not. They say, but whether you believe it or not.
The spirit soul makes the body work. Evidence that the spirit is inside.
How we can say there is no spirit? You have got spirit, your body is moving. You are walking, you are eating, you are talking. And as soon as the spirit is gone, then it is dead matter. Bulk, the hand is there, it will not work. The leg is there, it will not work. So where is the difference between the cow's body and your body? Come to human reasoning, you say there is no spirit, so how you say? Where is the difference between your body and cow's body?
They say that the cow has no soul, therefore we can eat the cow. But now they say that the man has no soul. So the conclusion is...
Huh?
Previously they say the cow has no soul, so therefore we can eat the cow.
Yeah.
But now they say that man has no soul.
Yeah, they will kill. In the womb. That is killing, abortion and killing. That means advancement of ignorance is accepted as advancement of sin. Why? The beginning is that there is no spiritual knowledge. Therefore, the so-called advancement of ignorance is accepted as advancement of civilization. That is due to want of that basic principle of spiritual knowledge.
That man thinks he has retired from working hard.
Ah.
Perhaps that man thinks he has retired from working hard.
Ah.
But still he is performing so many activities, material activities.
Ah. What can he do? He has no other engagement. He doesn't know that there is another engagement, spiritual life. He doesn't know. Ignorant. Karma-sangha. That I was discussing. With ignorance, he thinks working is life, that's all. Hard work.
Now he's working hard to put a ball in the hole.
Yes. He knows that is life. There is no other alternative. That is it, ignorance. He cannot do it, he still is doing it. When there was electric failure in New York, the statistics is the more women become pregnant. That's what they will do in the darkness. Let us have sex. That's it.